I'm just sitting here at Cape Evans Hut, a little bit up the hill, and I'm looking out the Barne Glacier and the Transantarctic Mountains, and it is just the most phenomenal view. We have got an unbelievable day here. Erebus is crisp and clear, a little bit of smoke blowing across the top, hardly any wind, like less than 10 knots, and about -4, -5. This is pretty much as good as it gets in Antarctica. It's a beautiful day for working outside, completing the monitoring and maintenance program on the hut. If I sound puffed, it's because I've been digging a whole heap of scoria and spreading it round. An important part of the maintenance work after we've dug the snow out, which somehow I managed to avoid having to do yesterday. This year there's actually been not too much snow and ice build up here at Cape Evans, at Scott's Terra Nova hut. When you're up the hill and you're looking back down to the barn, to the mountains, and there's this little wooden hut there, and you just wonder how they did it. It's just incredible. Thinking about these explorers well over 100 years ago, the curiosity that they had to leave their friends and family, head to the ends of the world, as it seemed, to further science and exploration on behalf of humankind. These guys were taking the first climate data measurements. There's a Stevenson screen just up the hill from me, one of the early pieces of scientific equipment that helped to measure temperature, etc. It's just quite incredible to think that this is the birthplace of science in Antarctica. These few huts that the Antarctic Heritage Trust is very proud to care for on behalf of the international community. Just phenomenal to be here to see it in real life, as we might say, and to hear all of the stories.